Good afternoon, everyone. John Curdy here, coming to you from the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, and this news update is brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53, just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment. And in a Michigan courtroom, Gregory David Keller Jr. appeared for a plea hearing on charges including operating without security, which be insurance plate and registration, and driving while license suspended. Keller had previously failed to appear for court dates. A plea agreement was proposed, no contest to operating without security, and guilty to driving while license suspended. Mr. Keller subsequently pleaded guilty to driving while license suspended and no contest to operating without security. Upon questioning Keller if he was driving without a license and insurance on November 9th in Caseville Township, he denied that he had done that. The prosecutor provided the attorney for Keller with a body cam video of the incident to show his client, saying maybe it would help him remember. Since he faced charges, including driving while license was suspended and multiple vehicle violations, such as having no insurance plates or registration, after reviewing the video, Dale admitted to operating a motor vehicle on November 9, 2025, confirming his license was suspended and that he was aware of the suspension. And Carla Peck appeared in court Friday, January 23rd, facing felony charges, including operating while intoxicated, third offense, and lying to a police officer. She formally waived her right to a preliminary examination, a decision confirmed by the court was voluntary and understanding. The prosecution offered a plea deal if Ms. Peck pleads guilty to OWI third and lying to a peace officer, other charges will be dismissed. Her case has been bound over to circuit court with an arraignment scheduled for March 2, 2026 at 9 a.m. And Saginaw County will open its early voting center on Saturday, January 24th. That's tomorrow, ahead of the February 3rd special primary election for the 35th State Senate District, according to the county clerk's office. Early voting will be held at the Saginaw County Early Voting Center at 618 Cass Street next to the courthouse. The center will be open daily from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. through Sunday, February 1st, with extended hours until 7 p.m. on the Wednesday before the election day. Voters who cast ballots early will be able to feed their ballots into a tabulator, though no results will be counted or released until 8 p.m. on Election Day. Residents may still request absentee ballots, but election officials recommend returning completed ballots in person to a clerk's office or drop box to avoid mail delays. Absentee ballots can also be submitted at a voter's polling location or at the early voting center, where voters will check in and insert their ballot into a tabulator. When we come back after this Morel Equipment sponsor message, we'll get to our national, international news and our obituaries.
Why buy an overpriced tractor from the other guys when you can purchase an LS tractor at incredible savings from us at Morel Equipment of Bad Axe? This is Kevin Morel. Before you purchase your next tractor, stop in and check out the features and pricing we can provide with an LS tractor at Morel Equipment in our new location at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. There's no obligation. From 25 horsepower to 101 horsepower, LS compact to heavy-duty LS utility tractors and attachments. Come see why LS tractors are the best value for your hard-earned dollar. Our new facility in Bad Axe offers more convenience, more selection, and top-notch service. Whether you're tackling farm work, landscaping, or heavy-duty projects, LS tractors deliver the reliability, power, and efficiency you need, all at lower pricing than the other guys. So come visit us at Morel Equipment at the north end of Bad Axe, just east of Meyer. We're open Monday through Friday, 8:30 to 4:30, and Saturdays from 8:30 till noon. Or call us at 989-553-2460. LS Tractor, excel in your field.
Hey, we're back in the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom. Again, my name is John Curdy, and looking at our national news, efforts to limit Wall Street home buying gain momentum. A new federal fact sheet outlines measures intended to prevent large institutional investors from out-competing individual home buyers in the residential market. The policy focuses on providing Main Street buyers with a fair advantage in a market increasingly dominated by corporate entities. The initiative includes tax incentives for first-time buyers and stricter disclosure requirements for bulk residential purchases. Proponents argue this will help restore the dream of home ownership, while some economists warn it could impact liquidity in the housing market. And in our international news, UAE emerges as top investors in sub-Saharan Africa. The United Arab Emirates has officially become the largest source of foreign direct investment in sub-Saharan Africa, surpassing traditional Western donors and China. The investments are primarily focused on telecommunications, port infrastructure, and renewable energy projects. This shift highlights the growing role of Gulf nations as pivotal economic actors in the global South. African leaders have welcomed the diversification of investment sources, which they hope will lead to more balanced economic development. And we have one obituary to report for this hour. Harold K. Gremmel, Jr., age 93, of Sebring, passed away Monday, January 19, 2026. At Bayview Gardens Assisted Living and Memory Care, under the care of Compass's Hospice. Harold was born in Sebring on November 12, 1932. He married Lillian Horan on November 27, 1953. She preceded him in death in 2007, and he married Marilyn R. Fritz on March 12, 2010. Harold is blessed with a large family, including his wife Marilyn, children Walter, Kathy, Larry, stepchildren Nancy, Shirley, Diane, Marlene, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. Visitation will be Sunday, January 25th, 2026, at Jingle and Mellendor Funeral Home, Inc. in Sebring from 2 p.m. to 7 p.m. The funeral service will be Monday, January 26, 2026, at Emmanuel Lutheran Church. Visitation will begin at 10 a.m. until the time of service at 11 a.m. Burial will be private at the New Bayport Cemetery. Memorial donations may be given to Emmanuel Lutheran Church Endowment Fund or the Harold and Lillian Gremmel Scholarship for a student in veterinary school at MSU. Share a memory at jmfuneralhome.com. For the complete news stories, weather, obituaries, school closings, and more, visit thumbnet.net. From the Thumb Broadcasting Newsroom, I'm John Curdy, and that news update was brought to you by Morel Equipment, your local LS Tractor Bad Boy zero-turn mower dealer with a large selection of brand-new golf carts. See them in their new location on North M53 just east of Meyer in Bad Axe. Get more tractor for less money at Morel Equipment.